At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome to the show. Happy Monday morning as the Titans win 42-21 yesterday against the Oakland Raiders in a dominant second-half performance. We are out here at Sudden Service up in White's Creek, right off I-24, of course. The address is 500 Hickory Boulevard. You can come donate school supplies, of course, for the Pencil Foundation, toys for our kids, which is the charity that I work for, and, of course, winter clothing, blankets, warm jackets, whatever, for the homeless. The season of giving, of course, here at 102.5. Corey Curtis from News 2 joining us here on the show. Corey, I don't know what you felt in the first few minutes of that game yesterday versus how you felt at the end, but I'm guessing it was very different.
Well, the way things had gone yesterday for all around the NFL, I had an uneasy feeling about that game because it was a real trap game, a real look-ahead game for the Titans. The Texans got caught, and you know, the Titans' defense was kind of a sieve in the first half. And so I was concerned, but you know, offensively they were playing the right way, and it was just going to be interesting to see what they did in the second half. And boy, did they push all the right buttons.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think the offense continued to, other than, you know, the start of the third quarter where they had a three and out. Other than that, the offense continued to you know, put up yardage and put up points in bunches. The defense is what I was concerned of. Way they played in the first half compared to the second half was night and day. What did you see from the defense? Because it's not like they brought in new players or anything. They had the same players out there, but it just seemed like they were able to confuse Derek Carr more so in the second half than they did in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, because the first half, you know, they had the big busted coverage that sent Rico Gafford for a 49-yard touchdown, but you know, they weren't really slowing them down. But if you remember the first half, they were getting chunks in the run game, 6-7 yards at a time. So they tightened that up and they slowed that down and put the game Derek Carr at point. And their coverage.
We lose Corey there?
I think we lost Corey.
Sounds like we lost Corey, Marquise. We'll see if we can effort to get him back on the line. By the way, the bad Christmas gift tweets are rolling in at 1025_MD. A moment's peace, $100 gift card there. And as we effort Corey Curtis to get back, your worst Christmas gift ever as an adult. How about this one? A gift card, a $100 gift card that comes with an online wine order. So you had to spend $200 to use the $100 gift card. That's pretty bad.
Wow.
It's pretty bad. That is from Brandon. That's from Brandon on Twitter. We're going to read a few more of these. Corey rejoining us here. Corey Curtis from News 2. And, Corey, I don't know what you were saying there, so I'll just ask you a new question here. But, the offensive efficiency, the numbers, the records, the history, Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, the offense, all that stuff, is there any one particular stat that stands out to you? You know, yards per play was the greatest in franchise history. Derrick Henry's moving up record books. What of all of the, you know, there's a dozen different records that the Titans are setting right now. Which one is the most important and impressive to you that tells you that, hey, this is sustainable against Houston in two of the next three games?
Well, to me, the most important thing is the Derrick Henry stats. Four straight 100-yard games, him joining Earl Campbell and DeMarco Murray as the only backs in franchise history with with touchdowns in five straight games rushing the football, because their whole attack centers on that. I mean, the 91-yard touchdown by A.J. Brown comes courtesy of Derrick Henry in the run game. You know, everything comes off that run game in what they're doing right now. You know, Ryan Tannehill is playing fantastic, so don't get me wrong. But the Titans still don't want to go out there and sling it 40 times a game without running the football, because I don't know if people noticed this stat or not yesterday as well. This was just the second time this year the Titans got through a game without a sack. So the sustainability of this attack is based on the run game and the performance of the offensive line, which seems to have cleaned up a lot of its problems. You're not seeing the negative plays in the run game. You're not seeing the sacks. You're not seeing the penalties. So Ryan Tannehill is not having to work from 3rd and 15 and from, you know, 1st and 20. And that's a huge difference for this football team. And they can win a lot of games doing that.
Yeah, you're right, Corey. This team has been able to run the ball effectively. And in doing so, it has opened up the passing game. And the beneficiary of that has been A.J. Brown. He had, what, 5 catches yesterday, averaged over 20 yards per catch. What are you seeing from this young man? Because what I think what he's doing is playing within an offense that caters more toward his skill set. Play action pass, hitting this guy downfield, letting him get the ball in his hands, and then he's a violent runner afterwards.
Well, he had 4 catches for 152 yards. He averaged 35 yards a catch, which is pretty unreal. And of course, he had the 2 touchdowns. And he's playing much more confidently. And what's happening, Derek, is they're running that play action, and they're drawing the 2 middle linebackers up, and they're running that cross or slant over the middle of the field, and it's open because those 2 linebackers are 2 or 3 yards up, biting on the play action. And once you get that 220-pound, 225-pound guy the football, it's like handing Derrick Henry the football 15 yards into the secondary. And it's a mismatch on all of those defensive backs. It just is. Even on the 91-yard touchdown, the defensive back got a hand on his legs, but the darn guy's just too powerful, and he just ripped right through it. You know, when he caught that cross in the middle for the touchdown on the shorter one, I mean, he was like a bowling ball through those guys. And so they're using the play action to get him the ball deep in the middle and then just wreak carnage. And it's a good understanding by Arthur Smith, the offense, of what they've got, the mismatch they can create, and how to create it. And then it's a great job by A.J. Brown of using his physical tools to his best ability.
Corey Curtis, News 2, joining us here. Morning Drive, Derek Mason, Braden Gall. And the Titans win 42-21 in incredibly impressive fashion. However, so listen, it's all gravy right now today, but I am going to ask, Derek Henry a little slowed there what looks like the hamstring. A.J. Brown a little banged up through the ankle, played through it. You've got the secondary on defense. You know, this team has been largely healthy up until a couple of weeks ago. Jayon Brown missed some time. Jarrell Casey's back. What do you make of the current health status of this roster, and how concerned are you moving forward?
It was not good. I mean, and especially they've gotten through it these last 2 weeks in the secondary. And let's face it, they have not faced, you know, the San Francisco 49ers of Jerry Rice and company in the receiving core the last 2 weeks. You know, they have had good matchups for a banged-up secondary the last 2 weeks. And now they've had guys step up. And we've seen teams in the past have injuries and the guys step up, and we say, man, how do they get through it? And we're finally seeing the Titans be able to do it. And so John Robinson deserves credit, you know, for what he's done at the bottom of the roster with guys like Ty Smith, who's made huge plays 2 weeks in a row. But it's about to get a whole lot harder the next 3 games. You know, the deficiencies in the secondary, if they don't get guys healthy, could really show up against players like, you know, DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller and Michael Thomas. So they've got some massive challenges in front of them. They need to get healthy. Of course, they need to keep, you know, Derrick Henry on the football field. So I wouldn't panic, everybody, when you see a did not practice on Wednesday and Thursday for Henry, because I think he'll be limited at the least. And, you know, John Robinson, I commend looking at the big picture, understanding his team had the game, you know, put away, because so often I look at games in the NFL and I wonder, why the hell is that guy still out there? And Derek got his 100, and he pulled the plug and said, thanks for playing. We'll see you next week.
Now, obviously, the two games versus Houston, they got one against New Orleans. Two out of the three are at home, which is good for the Tennessee Titans. I think they need to win two out of the three to, to at least keep themselves in the playoff talk. And those two games need to be against Houston. They can afford to lose to New Orleans, but they must win the two games versus Houston. Because this is the thing. 9-7 doesn't get them in, but does 10-6 get them in?
I do think 10-6 will get them in. The Steelers still have the Bills and the Ravens, and I have a hard time believing that they're good enough to win either of those games. I was frankly a little surprised they got through yesterday in Arizona. Like, Tomlin's done an amazing job winning games, but I don't think they're good enough to beat teams with winning records at this point of the season. So I think the Ravens, the Steelers will fall to 9-7. And so if the Titans were to beat the Texans twice, at 10-6, that would get them there. I'm not sure at 9-7 where that would put them with the Steelers in the tiebreaker because of AFC record. I think if they lost to the Saints was a lot. I'd have to look, but I agree.
They're a half game back right now, the Steelers, Corey. It's 6-3 versus 6-4.
Okay, so they're a loss back. So who they lose to certainly matters. Beating the Texans two times in a row, I don't want to say it's impossible. It's not impossible. It's going to be tough. These next three games are all going to be really tough because even worse than playing good teams, you got three games against two teams who have a ton to play for. And so there's no gimmies, the rest of the way for the Tennessee Titans. And it's going to be awfully interesting. But, hey, they're still in position to possibly win the division, which is incredible from where they were at 2-4. And I declared, the season over. So why you're talking to me, I don't even know. I clearly don't know what I'm talking about.
Corey Curtis, News 2, what's the dollar figure for Ryan Tannehill right now that you would say in the year? What are the numbers on that contract that you'd say, yeah, that sounds good to me, bring him back?
It sounds good for the Titans, sounds good for Tannehill, or sounds good realistically?
All of the above? I mean, I guess for the Titans' perspective, if Tannehill wants, obviously, the star on the moons, I don't know how close he gets to that or how many years. Is it a bridge deal? Is it a franchise tag? What do you expect them to do here?
3 years, $75 million. I mean, he's over $20 million if he's going to be a starting quarterback. I mean, if the Titans don't give it to him, somebody else will. So, I mean, and I would imagine that it'll be a deal that is probably escapable after 2 years. Depending on what else they do with the quarterback position. Because the nice thing is they're going to be in a position where even if they pay Tannehill, they can still draft somebody. And they can still figure out if in 2 years, if this is their guy or not. Because not to say that Ryan Tannehill can't be a long, long-term answer, but he is, 31 years old? And he is playing at an unprecedented Tannehill level. We've never seen this from Ryan Tannehill. If we had, he wouldn't be a Tennessee Titan. So, it's great. And I hope it's sustainable. I hope we can see this for the next 3 to 5 years. But I don't know. But they're clearly going to have to pay him, and they're going to have to pay him starting quarterback money. Because, like I said, if they don't, the Bengals or the Buccaneers or the Broncos may be in Drew Lock business now, that the Chargers or somebody is going to pay him.
Corey Curtis, News 2. Let's just hope he keeps it up for the next 3 to 5 games. And if that means they get a couple of playoff games and they're playing the way they are playing now, Derek said it earlier, only the Ravens are playing better football than them right now in the AFC. So, Corey, thank you so much, man. We do appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day, bud.
All right, thank you very much. Hey, I think when I got cut off, I was saying that the biggest play of that game wasn't the scoop and score. It was the sack by Jeffrey Simmons, tied at 21 on the Titans' 40-yard line. A really under-the-radar play that was a huge play in that football game.
I'll go one more. I think the rollout 3-yard swing pass to Kari Blossom game in the shadow of their own goal line that picked up 30 yards down the sideline, that after forcing Oakland to punt, it was still a tied game, and then they went down the field and scored to take the lead. I could throw that one in there, and that's not one that people are going to remember at all. Listen, that's what they're doing right now, Corey, is all these little things that you have to do to win games in the NFL, and they've won four straight, and they've won 7 out of 8. So,
yeah, a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Corey Curtis, News 2, we do appreciate it. When we return, of course, you look at Tannehill. We just talked about the numbers. We just talked about the performances and the records with Derrick Henry. It is one of the most remarkable runs in franchise history, and I want, Derek, you to put some historical context on that when we return. Morning Drive, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.
Check it out to all my men listeners out there. I've been telling you this for a while now, and you know who it's about. My good folks over at Cool Springs MD. Over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife, Daphne, along with that wonderful and experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of the Brentwood, Nashville, Franklin, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee with improving their immune systems, energy level, cognitive functions, and more. Do like I did. Go over there and check them out. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. And fellas, that's what we need. So why don't we just go down to Cool Springs MD? Because we want a healthier lifestyle. So what are you waiting on? Here's the number to make that appointment. Okay, write it down. Put it in your smartphone. All right, here we go. 615-486-3458. 615-486-3458. Or if you can't get to your telephone and you're at your computer, you're at work, here, go to their website. Here it is, coolspringsmd.com.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.